If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, over to the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, and follow along as I read, beginning at verse 1. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Let's pray together. Father, quiet our hearts here in this place, and through the ministry of Your Holy Spirit, help us to focus on what Your Word has to say to us this morning. May these verses set the tone for our hearts this season. Take Your Word, Your servant, and teach us, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Surely these words sound familiar. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Based upon that simple truth this morning, I want to look at four truths that flow out of this. First of all, in verse 2, this Word, He is eternal. He was in the beginning with God. That phrase, in the beginning, it should have immediately reminded you of Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. For many of us, we think that's when it all began. The Gospel of John, here in its introduction, John is telling us Genesis 1:1 is not where it began. In a four-act play, Genesis 1 is Act 2, not Act 1. John 1 tells us there was something else going on long before in the beginning God created. He was in the beginning with God. The Word from God, what God wants us to know about Himself. When Jesus came to be born as a baby, to live as a man among us, giving us the only visual picture of who and what God is, existed in eternity past, long before in the beginning God created. There are a lot of people who are very uncomfortable with the baby born in the manger, to think in terms of anything other than a man. Jesus, Mary's boy, Joseph's boy, a good guy, a good man, a great teacher, a godly man, but a man. John 1 and verse 2 tell us that that baby laying in the manger is a man, the God-man. The eternal one, God Himself. To take that even farther, He's not only eternal, He is the Creator. This Word, this one who was with God in the beginning, verse 3 says, all things came into being through Him. And in case we don't understand what that means, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And Paul will take that up in the book of Colossians and tell us specifically that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is the creator and sustainer of all that was created. If all we had was Genesis 1, we wouldn't nearly understand all that was happening at that time. But we have a fuller picture. Now we get to look at that through the lens of this New Testament, through the lens of the Creator himself. So while perhaps it was the Father who designed it all, and certainly the Holy Spirit, who Genesis 1 tells us was right there, involved in the process, it is the Son who's speaking these things into its very existence. That's the baby laying in the manger. He's eternal. He's the creator. He is the savior. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. What's he talking about? John writes so that we might believe, so that we might know what we believe. And so right here in the beginning, as he's describing this eternal one who is the creator, he rushes to the end of the story and reminds us that he is the Savior. Describing it as light. Why light? Because light came into a sinful, dark, and dying world. Have you ever been someplace that was so dark you couldn't see which way to go? Now, I get very uncomfortable talking about this, so if you do too, we share this. The idea of being underground so far and in such darkness that you can't even see your hand in front of your face, I go, I don't know about that. But I know there are places that are like that. I've talked to people who've been there. And you don't know which way to go. You're not really sure which way is up. Until what? Someone turns a light on. Into a sinful, dead, dark, dying world, this baby was born. How appropriate that out on the hillsides, God lit the night up because he's injecting light into the world. Now, what's the significance of the light? Only that he's the answer to the darkness. He's the answer to the sin. The first step to salvation, the first step to coming to Christ, is to admit that you're a sinner. And frankly, in our culture, in our time, in our day, that's hard to do. Because everybody's telling us, hey, there's nothing wrong with you. Oh, you may be different. Oh, you may make mistakes from time to time. You're not perfect, but nobody is. We're all in this same boat. So I'll not judge. You shouldn't judge. We're all okay. And as long as you consider that to be true, you're not in search of a savior. You don't think you need one. And you'll die that way. Jesus, on the other hand, says, no, you're not okay. In fact, there is none okay. Paul uses the fancy word righteous. It doesn't exist. We've all been stained by sin. We all were born into that darkness. If you are here this morning in Christ, it is only because someone shared with you the truth of the light. That Jesus died for you. He paid the penalty for your sin. He did for you what you couldn't do for yourself. In that darkness, when you couldn't see a way out, apparently there wasn't one, this light comes on. And that light is Jesus. He was the light of men. He was the answer to all of their problems. He is eternal. He's the creator. He's the savior. In conclusion, he is the victor. If you leave here this morning with nothing else, please leave here with this. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, your Bible maybe doesn't use the word comprehend. It maybe says overcome, extinguish, something like that. But there's really two ideas coming together here, and they are complementary. On the one hand, we worship the God, the Savior, a Holy Spirit, who is in absolute control. And if Jesus is the light, nothing, no one is going to put that light out. But all of the power, everyone who desires to put that light out, Satan, and all of those who would in any way detract from the light of the world, and all that they would throw at it, will not overcome it. Why? Because they don't understand it. They don't comprehend it. Satan's problem was and is that he doesn't understand who God is. He thinks he can be God too. What's wrong with that? He doesn't understand. He doesn't comprehend. What was happening that day? When the religious leaders bring Jesus to Herod and Pilate, Satan's jumping up and down. Everything's working. Everything's coming together. We're about to destroy him. He hangs on the cross and he dies. Hell was rejoicing. They thought they'd won because they didn't comprehend. They didn't understand that 3 days later, because Jesus is not just Mary's son, he is also the very Son of God himself, would live. They hadn't won, they'd lost. If you leave with nothing else this morning, leave with this. We've won. We live in a world, we live in a culture, as I prayed earlier, from inside and outside of this country, that would like to take away our freedoms and some of the expression of our faith. And all that flows from that. And yes, there are steps that we can and should take to protect that. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, remember, please, we've won. When Satan, through his strongest most powerful plan against God, he lost. When outside forces, or even forces from within, take away our freedom, take away many of the privileges, if they were to even succeed in taking our lives, what happens? You know. We win. Because the light that shines in the darkness will not be overcome, will not be extinguished, because those who would take it from us just don't understand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for its truthfulness. I know, Father, we've handled it quickly. I pray that we've handled it accurately. Remind us, please, as we continue through this season, that you love us. The expression of that love, the gift of your Son. Through his finished work, we have a Savior. By grace, through faith, alone. Our confidence is not in ourselves. We are overcomers only because you have overcome. Because you had a perfect plan that provided the only way of salvation. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.